World Breastfeeding Week takes place annually from 1 to 7 August. The Little Life Maternity Unit at the Life Rose Park Hospital in Bloemfontein will host and present a Partners in Breastfeeding Information Morning for antenatal and postnatal mothers on Saturday the 6th of August. I spoke to registered nurse Fikile Mkuzangwe of the Little Life Maternity Unit to find out about the basics of breastfeeding as a new mom. Is it normal to only have a small amount of milk, of colostrum, that first milk that comes out of the breast?
Thank you, Yolanda, for having us today. Yes, it is very normal for most moms. At the first day, the mother always have colostrum, which is now the yellow milk that comes out on the first days. It is very high in protein and also protects the babies against infections. It is very normal with increased breastfeeding. The production does increase. So in the first 2 weeks, we're going through a transitional phase where you have elements of colostrum still. So the milk will consist of 80% of water, which maintains the baby well hydrated. And then after 2 weeks, usually the milk production will change into a cloudy white. That's when now it's starting to produce all the carbohydrates and the necessary nutrients for the baby.
Is breastfeeding painful?
Breastfeeding shouldn't be painful, but there could be a bit of discomfort in the beginning of the breastfeeding, but which improves with time. So what causes the pain, it could be the incorrect latching of the baby on the breast. But now, if you do experience painful breastfeeding, you should make your breastfeeding consultant aware and as well as your gynecologist. And also, breastfeeding can be painful if the nipples are cracked. So in order to minimize the cracked nipples is also with regard to the latching of the baby. And when you do remove the baby from the breast, don't just suddenly pull the baby away from the breast because the latch is quite tight and it can cause the nipple to crack. So sometimes use a finger to release the nipple from the baby's mouth. And also you can use nipple cream that will alleviate the painful nipples. And don't expose your nipples for a long time. It mustn't get a lot of air because it dries out and then it ends up cracking as well at the end.
How long should a mom breastfeed?
There is really no confirmed cutoff time for breastfeeding. You can really breastfeed for as long as both the mother and the baby desire.
That was registered nurse Fikile Mkuzangwe of the Little Life Maternity Unit at the Life Rose Park Hospital in Bloemfontein, who spoke about the basics of breastfeeding as a new mom. If you want more information about breastfeeding or the breastfeeding morning that's taking place this Saturday in Bloemfontein, call Alta on 051-505-5272. You can also find the details under news at ofm.co.za.